So this morning, we're here for a couple of things. I want to talk about the bond issue, which is going to be presented to the board and hopefully adopted later on this week. But first, what's new and different at College Station schools as we get ready to start the year?
You know, it's a growing place, Scott. We got a lot of folks coming in, a lot of students. We grow at about 3 to 4% a year, and so we're expecting about 11,400 students as we start this year. So that is one thing we're very excited about. We're adding another class at College Station High School. So College Station High School will have 9 through 11th grade this year. Done some pretty good renovations at A&M Consolidated High School. If you walk in the front of that building, it looks just completely different. We're really proud of that. So a lot of moving parts this year, as in every year, but we're very excited about the school year.
So 11,000 students. Give us some kind of an idea of how this school district has grown in the last few decades.
You know, if you look back over the course of the past 20 years, we have not quite doubled, but we have almost doubled in size. And so if you think about that as we move forward, and that's what we do think about planning for the future, we're expecting about 11,400 or 11,500 students in a week from today. So if you think about in 20 years, we might have 23,000 students if we double again. That's what we keep thinking about, is what do we have to do to prepare the infrastructure? What do we have to do to be ready for that many students over the course of the next years? And 20 years, no doubt, is a long time, but I know that it'll be here before you know it as a community as well.
Sure. All right, so let's talk a little bit about this. How are you wanting to structure this on the ballot? How many different, how are you going to break the bond issue up?
The recommendation to the board is we'll have one bond issue. That bond issue will include a number of different things, including a new elementary school to accommodate what we expect to be student growth over the course of the next several years. It'll include a Center for Alternative Learning. At least that's what we call it now. I expect that we may come back and do some renaming of that school at some point in the future as well. But that school houses 30 or 40 students in Timber Academy High School. It also is a school for students who are placed there for disciplinary reasons. And so we'd really like to do a facility that could be a school of choice for our students who perhaps don't want a traditional high school experience, and to take advantage of working more on their own pace, working in more of a blended environment where you have direct instruction and computer-based instruction for Timber Academy High School. And so those are the two bigger projects in terms of costs.
But now, will voters have a chance to vote on individual? How many yes and no's? It's going to be all or nothing?
One yes, one no.
Okay.
One yes,
all
one
or nothing.
No.
Okay.
Absolutely. And which is the way we structured our bond elections in 2007 and in 2009. We anticipate doing the same thing for 2013.
Okay. Well, let's talk some specifics, and the first one is kind of an unfortunate thing we do have to talk about, but those would be some safety items. For instance, there are going to be 5 security vestibules.
Absolutely. I think in the wake of Sandy Hook and just in the wake of things that you see in society, school districts pay very close attention to safety and security issues. If you go back and look at the design of our schools, really since Forest Ridge Elementary School was built in 2005, we've built all of our new schools with security vestibules. We've gone back and added security vestibules to a number. We have 5 campuses that currently don't have them, and this within this bond election would be money that would allow us to do that, as well as put some proximity locks at all of our campuses, as well as security campuses, upgrade to PA systems where they're more functional and more useful. And so it includes a wide variety of things that we generated based on conversations with folks in the school district, but also folks in the community. We had a planning committee that met and talked about a variety of things, including school safety.
What about armed response on campuses?
We have had brief conversations in the school district about that. We've sought a lot of advice. College Station ISD isn't moving in that direction. We do have school resource officers at our secondary campuses through a partnership with the city. I anticipate that that school resource officer partnership will continue. We're adding an officer this year for CSISD in that partnership, but I don't expect that the district will have armed teachers anytime in the future.
Dr. Eddie Coulson joining us, Superintendent of College Station Schools. You have a $6.1 million package as far as technology is concerned. What's the overview there?
You know, technology is always changing, first of all, in a school district. And as we add schools, as we try to get the most out of technology. Part of that is what devices do we want in the students' hands? And so we're looking at some mobile computer device technology devices. We don't know exactly which ones those will be right now because technology changes all the time. So we don't want to commit to something right now. Hopefully the bond election passes in November, and if it does, then we will make a decision as to what type of devices we may want to put on our campuses. This includes some computers for teachers. As our computers continue to age, then we try to, on a routine basis, upgrade as appropriate. Obviously, you don't upgrade all at once across the district. But the technology package includes some infrastructure items as well as some actual devices.
I've been out of school a couple of years, so I mean,
so not that many.
Thank you. How much is book learning and how much is technology where they've got a pad or something in front of them right now? And are we looking to the shift where or how many students are actually carrying around just pads now in the College Station schools? Yeah,
actually, a lot. A lot of students are carrying around smartphones or some sort of tablet or even laptop computers. And we have a policy in CSISD that allows students to bring their own personal device and to use it via our network at school. And so teachers, not every day and not certainly in every classroom, but teachers are encouraged to integrate the technology that students bring into their instruction throughout the course of a day. So it is commonplace for students to have a device and to use the device in school. And teachers are becoming more and more comfortable in integrating that technology into school. One of the reasons we're not pushing toward a one-to-one, a one device per student initiative in CSISD is simply because kids already have devices. Many kids already have devices. So our goal is to how can we structure our instruction to integrate those devices into the instruction as much as possible. But there's certainly both. There's obviously we still have textbooks. We have a lot of online textbooks. We have a lot of online resources for teachers. And so the teachers do a good job of blending the use of both of those.
You've got $3 million for your transportation. Give us kind of a look there.
Well, as the district adds students, it also and add schools. It also has to add bus routes. We like for our buses to be the oldest bus to be 10 years old. I don't think that we'll ever get there, but this will allow us to upgrade a number of buses. We'll still be running a few buses that are over 10 years old, even if the bond passes and we're able to purchase about 25 new buses. But that is the bulk of the cost is new school buses.
And how do you handle fuel contracts?
Fuel contracts are done with a cooperative. That includes a number of different entities in this general area in order to maximize, get the best price for all the different entities. We've done that for a number of years.
Is it an annual contract or are you in the middle of a contract?
You know, Scott, I'm not sure if it's an annual contract. It's probably a contract that has some years that it can be renewed, but I'm not sure if it's an annual contract or not.
Dr. Eddie Coulson joining us this morning. We're kind of talking about the bond issue that the voters will probably have on the ballot in November. There's some maintenance that needs to be done. You have a $12 million potential portion there that has to do with deferred maintenance. What's that involve?
The deferred maintenance really looks at almost all of our campuses, not our newest campuses such as Greensbury Elementary or College Station High School, but it looks takes a good look at all of our campuses and anything from waterproofing issues to roof to air conditioning. When we first started that list, it was about $26 million, so we've very much prioritized that list from $26 million to $12 million in terms of what do we need right now in terms of making sure our schools have what they need to do the job that they're supposed to do, and that's heat and cool and keep kids safe in the building. And so the infrastructure piece of that maintenance and operations is the biggest piece.
Well, that tells me, though, that since you've cut it down in more than half, my A&M Consolidated Math told me that, then that, does that mean you're going to need to come back to the well fairly soon?
We anticipate another bond election in probably 2016 or 2017, and that one would include, it, you know, again, this depends on student growth and what happens, but we anticipate needing a 10th elementary at that time and another intermediate school and another middle school, and then at that time we would look at other maintenance and maintenance needs that we would have in the school district. So I anticipate we would go back to that list and probably generate a new list and go from there.
You mentioned 10th elementary, and this one is a 9th elementary, so let's talk about that $20 million project.
The 9th elementary school is due to student growth. You know, Greensbury opened a couple of years ago with just over 400 students. It will have over 600 300 students in it this year. When we did the zones, we zoned it because we knew it was growing in that area, and so we're not surprised by that 600 students. But I think it's representative of the fact that we're growing. And so we need elementary number 9 sooner rather than later. I think under the current plan that it would open in 2015 if this bond election passes, and then we would need another one on the ground around 2017 or 2018, sometime through there.
Geographically, where would this 9th elementary be?
That yet to be determined. At this point, the district is always looking and trying to decide where is the best place for it to go. But clearly, our growth is south of town. We also have to look and see where do we own property currently. And so we have a variety of options in front of us, but it's yet to be determined.
You'd mentioned the consolidated renovations. That's about $3.5 million. Any specifics there?
Yeah, the console renovations would, a couple of the big pieces of those console renovations would add a foyer to the competition gym. If you've been to a basketball game or a volleyball game at Consolidated High School, you know that there's not a foyer area to the competition gym, so this would allow us to build that as well as some newer restrooms. It would also allow us to go back in and look at the locker rooms inside of A&M Consolidated High School, not at the field house or the multipurpose field house. Those have recently been addressed in a 2007 bond election, but the locker rooms inside A&M Consolidated High School are some of the bigger pieces of that.
Land acquisition, I guess, having to do with new schools, but also the conference center.
You know, one of the things we have to do is have land in our inventory. So that we are prepared for the future. If, in fact, we're going to double over the course of the next 20 years, then we have to have some land in our inventory. So this is an ongoing issue for College Station ISD. And I think over the course of the years, we've done a good job of giving ourselves options. And so that's what we want to continue to do, is give ourselves options as we move forward. And so we'll be looking for land, no doubt about that.
Dr. Eddie Colson joining us this morning as we talk about a proposed bond issue that goes before the board this week. There's some options when it comes to the Center for Alternative Learning, and so I guess we don't really know exactly yet. The board is going to have to decide, because you've got an option 1 and an option 2, and one has to do with maybe taking over that area that used to be the College Station Junior High, and the other is staying basically where Timber Academy or the Barbara Bush Center is.
Right. As you know, College Station Conference Center is on the market for sale by the city of College Station. Based on the agreement we have with the city, College Station ISD has the first right to purchase that. So we're currently in negotiation with the city of College Station for the purchase of that. If we are able to work all those details and purchase that, then it is likely that a new Center for Alternative Learning will be a part of that land. I anticipate that we would demolish the current College Station Conference Center and rebuild something that would meet our needs, not only for right now, but for the future as well. And so we're really looking at that whole piece of property where Timber Academy High School is currently, all the way around there where the College Station Conference Center is currently as well. So if all those details work out, then that is likely option 1 for us in terms of constructing a new school there.
So now it's option 1 or option 2. How does that end up being proposed? Now, the school board going to have to make the choice, and then that's what will show up on the bond issue? Is that how that will work?
At this point, we won't know that by the time that the board has to call a bond election. The board has to call a bond election by August 26th. It is on the agenda for them to call tomorrow, Tuesday, August 20th, and I anticipate that they will do that. So not having all of the information about the conference center completely done yet, the 15.5 million for the new school, which would include the College Station Conference Center area, is what will be on the bond election, is what we're proposing to the board at this point, which I believe is option 1 for us, and we believe that that will work out.
Okay. Then the new purchasing facility. This area is just off Well Street right now, and I guess like everything else, things are pretty jammed up right there.
Absolutely. You know, when that building was open in 1989, College Station ISD was not near as big as it is today. And as the district continues to grow, obviously, we have a need to grow. Our warehouse space needs to grow. Our purchasing department is bigger than it was. And so we have the transportation center at the corner of William Fitch and Rock Prairie. We anticipate moving the purchasing and warehouse operation to the corner of William Fitch and Rock Prairie. And that would allow us to go back into our current purchasing and warehouse facility and do some renovations. One of the things that we desperately need is just some bigger meeting space. We don't have very many big meeting rooms in College Station ISD. We would like to have some bigger meeting rooms, and that would allow us to do that. Would also allow us to go and just perhaps build a new office or two without having to build a new building. So it seems to us a very reasonable alternative to building a new building and just to go back in and renovate some space in order to get what we need to continue to grow.
And so that makes the whole package
$83,500,000. Okay. We anticipate that the end game on the debt service tax rate, we will propose a 28-cent debt service tax rate to the board tomorrow night, assuming the board moves forward with that, assuming our property values continue to increase by a minimum of 3%. This year they increased by 5%. And assuming we have some pretty good at least a 5% interest rate on the sale of the bonds, then the interest rate for the debt service tax rate for the 2014-2015 school year will go up anywhere between 5 and 8 cents, just depending on the terms of the bond sale at that point and the property values.
Okay, so that's $8 per $100,000 house. And, of course, nobody lives at a $100,000 house anymore. But anyway, so that's what
right.
we would be looking at if that's
correct.
The case as far
correct.
As that goes.
Which we believe is in terms of living in a growing place, you know, one of the things I say to people, you're either in a growing place or you're in one where you're losing students. It's fun to live in a vibrant community where the school district is growing. And so our issues of growth are far better than the issues of a declining enrollment where we're having to look at closing schools, which some communities are having to do. So while it does impact the tax rate, I think it's a reasonable approach in moving forward and really to make this community even better than it already is.
So that's the bond issue, basically, that'll be laid out in front of the school board and anticipate action there. What's not in it is a natatorium.
The natatorium is not in it. You know, as a district, we approached this when the issue of the natatorium was first brought to us by a committee of citizens. We approached it as, let's see if we can do this. Let's see what it would take to get this done. And so we did some extensive research, and that included studying some other school districts that have large natatoriums. We did some analysis using and relying on some folks in College Station to help us. How much would a pool be used if we were able to build one? So we did all of the analysis of that. And in the end, the construction cost of $30 million, as well as the anticipated net loss of about $300,000 a year in operational cost, was just too much right now. I think that the conversation needs to continue. We will continue it with the city of College Station, and we'll continue that conversation with other partners that express interest as well. And I think one of the questions is, who should best move forward with this project? Should it be the school district, or should it be the city, or who should it be, or how might we partner together to get this done? I think there's interest. I tell you, I was surprised by the amount of interest that people expressed to me in the natatorium. Ultimately, though, it cost dollars and pennies to get this thing done, and now's not the time for that, but it is the time to continue the conversation and to continue to have it in front of the people in College Station, Texas.
Are you more comfortable with the O&M side or the construction side?
Well, I'm more comfortable with the construction side. While $30 million is a long time, we have room in our debt service tax rate to do that. Now, I'm not saying that that's what I want to run out and do. However, the debt service tax rate, if the voters approved it, we have the capacity to do that. What we don't necessarily have the capacity for is the operational side of running the school. Right now, last year we ran a deficit budget. We anticipate running a deficit budget for this coming school year. So adding to that deficit seems a little short-sighted for us right now.
130 new employees. I don't know how many of those are teachers. Can you tell me approximately how many?
Yeah, about 120 new teachers. Okay. And we'll have more than 130 new employees, but I'd say 130 new professional staff in College Station ISD this year.
That's a lot of people.
That is a lot of people. Now, that represents replacements for those who have retired or resigned, as well as new positions to CSISD based on growth. And so it is a lot of people. However, it's pretty much in line with what we've experienced in the past in terms of percentage of turnover and percentage of new people. So we're excited to have them. We got kicked off with them last year. Our staff started on Friday of last week, or I said
you
last
said last year,
year,
but you meant last
I
week.
I meant right? last week. So our staff started on Friday of last week. So we're very excited to start the school year. We really believe that we have a calling to make a difference in the lives of our students. What we talked about last week is we want to create develop students with strong hearts, skilled hands, and robust minds. And so as we put our mind to that head start through 12th grade, that's really what we're after.
Number was given to me that 40 of those teachers came from Bryan Independent School District.
I don't know the number or the percentage. People apply in CSISD. We interview and we choose the best people who we think can meet the needs of those kids in CSISD. So I don't know a number or don't know a percentage. I do know that the folks that we hired are outstanding teachers. They're strong instructionally. They have a heart to serve, and College Station ISD is a good place for them to do that.
Finally, the legislature, patting themselves on the back, they think they did really well in putting money back into public education. I'd like to get your thoughts on that.
Well, they did take a step forward. Unfortunately, when you take 10 steps back and only take one step forward, it doesn't make up the difference. The reality in College Station ISD is under the previous system, College Station ISD would have over $5 million more in our operational budget than we have today. And while the legislature did add some money back into the system, College Station ISD got very little benefit to that. And so we're thankful for what we have. We will use the money that we have wisely, and we won't concentrate on what we don't have. We'll concentrate on what we do have. But the truth is we still have about $5 million less than we would have had under the previous system. So as we push forward, we're doing so in an environment where we're adding students, where the expectations are high, and we will continue to manage that and figure out how to get it done.